This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good evening, everyone. Baruch haba, and we're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Ksubos, Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah, Ha'av Zakoi Bebitai. A father has privileges in his daughter, Bekidusheha, in her kedushin. It means as a ketana or a nara. The perek is talking about a nara, nara shenispatata. So it means the father has rights in his daughter, in her kedushin, bekesef, in the money, b'shtar, in the shtar, meaning the kesef belongs to him. If the father receives the shtar of erusin, she's married. Ubebia, he could give her over to kedushin for bia. Zakoi b'metziyasa, he's entitled to her findings, uvamasa yadeha, and to her earnings, uvafars nedareha, and he could annul her vows. Umekabelas gita, he can receive her get if she's divorced from erusin before she becomes a bageres. He receives her get. Ve'enoy oichal peros b'chayeha. He does not, however, eat the fruits in her lifetime. Meaning, let's say she inherits karka as Yerusha from her mother's house. The father does not eat the fruits, but rather he sets aside the property in a fund for her. However, nisseis, when the Baal does nisuin to her, yeser alav habal. The Baal has even more rights than that. Meaning the Baal has all the above mentioned rights, and he eats the peros that she of an estate that she inherits from her mother. Meaning yeser alav habal, the Baal is even more rights than the father has when she's a nara, that she'oichal peros b'chaya, he eats the fruits in her lifetime. V'chayev b'mezona seha, he is obligated to feed her. Uve perkuna, and he's obligated to redeem her if she is captive. Ukvura, so he's obligated to bury her. Rabbi Huda says, afilu ani shabi Yisrael, even a poor man in Israel, la yivchois mishnei chalilin, cannot buy for her funeral less than mishnei chalilin, from two flutes, umekoinenes, and a eulogizer, a professional woman eulogizer. In other words, as poor as one may be, he has to give the wife a respectable funeral. Namely, at least there should be two flutes playing, because that engenders crying, and a mekoinenes. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, bekesef minalan. How do we know the father has rights to her, the kesef that's given to marry her off? Now, this whole sugya is in Kedushin Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Am Rav Yehuda Amar Kra. Rav Yehuda says, the pasuk says, V'yatza chinam ein kesef. Ein kesef. It says, by an Amma of Ria, that when she becomes a Nara, she goes free, there is no money. Which means the owner, the adoin, doesn't get any money in her redemption. That implies v'yatzal chinam ein kasef. There, she goes free. There's no money in this freedom. Ein kasef l'adoin zed. There's no kasef to this master. V'yesh kasef l'adoin acher. There is kasef to a different master when she goes free from a different master. When would that be? When the father is ma'areser. Umanu. What? Who is it referring to? Aviha, her father. Who is it? Her father. Meaning, there's no kesef when she goes free from the adoin, but there is kesef when she goes free from the father. So the Gemara asks, okay, there's kesef when she goes free from the father, namely when she becomes an arusa, but who says that the kesef goes to the father? Maybe there is money and it goes to her. There's no kesef when she goes free from an adoin, but there is kesef when she goes free from her father. But maybe when she goes free from her father, she gets the money. How do you know he gets the money? Ve'ema ledida, says the Gemara, well, it's obvious it goes to him. Hashta avia mekabel kidushah, now that the father receives her kiddushin, Dechsiv es biti nasati l'shazeh, now that the father receives her kiddushin, meaning, if the father is the one marrying her off, ihi shakli kasma, she should get the money. Meaning, now the father is the one who is the one, the father is the one who is appointed to receive the kiddushin, meaning to be the guardian and the decider regarding the kiddushin. So does it make sense that she should get the money? Says the Gemara, well, if the logic that the father gets the money of kiddushin is because he's the one who marries her off, then maybe that's only true by katana de leslayad. Be'imahani mili katana de leslayad. She doesn't have a yad to marry herself off. Aval nara de islayad, but a nara that has a yad, ihi te kadesh nafsha. Maybe she marries herself off, and in that case, she gets the money. Ve'ihi tishkal kasva, and she gets the money. So Rashi's bothered, but the pasuk is biti nasati l'shazeh is talking about a moitzi shemra, and a moitzi shemra is by a nara. So how could you say maybe it's only by a katana? Rashi says afagav digavi moitzi shemra ksev, and that's a nara. Maybe it means my daughter I gave when she's a katana, but now she's a nara. So maybe the only time the father gets the kesef kedusha is when she's a katana, maybe not when she is a nara. So let's just say where we're up to. The Gemara wants to know what source is there that the father has the rights to the kesef kedushin that he when he marries off a nara. I understand by a katana, katana doesn't have a yad to marry herself off, so the father will get the kesef kedusha. But how do we know by nara? Says the Gemara, Amar Kra binureha beisavia. Kol shivach neurim la'avia. All the praise of a young girl goes to her father. Binureha beisavia. Kol shivach neurim la'avia. Says the Gemara, Velahad amar avhuna amar rav. That which avhuna said, name of rav. Minayin shemase habas la'avia. How do I know the handiwork, the earnings of a daughter go to the father? Shenemar v'chiyim kar ish es bitoy la'ama. If a man will sell his daughter as a maidservant, from which we compare a daughter to a maidservant, ma'ama masya del rabba, just like a maidservant, her handiwork goes to her master. Af bas masya del avia, so to a daughter, her handiwork goes to her father. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me the handiwork of a daughter goes to the father? Why can't I learn it out from me, binu rabbi savia, lamali? Why do I need that pasuk? Typically, mi binu rabbi saviha. Must be. I can't learn out from binu rabbi saviha. Ela hu ba faras nadarim hu dechsef. Binu rabbi saviha is talking about hafaras nadarim. And therefore, just like it's talking about hafaras nadarim, and you can't learn out from there that her masi adayim go to the father, you should also not learn out from there that the kesef kedushin goes to the father. Vichy tema nelefina elama, you're going to learn from hafaras nadarim. No, you can't learn from hafaras nadarim because mamayna meisur la yafino, you can't learn out money from iser. Vichy tema nelef miknasa, and if you say, well, we know if somebody rapes or seduces a nara, the knas goes to the father. So learn from knas. Well, mamayna miknasa la yafino, you can't learn out mamayna from knas. Vichy tema nelef mi bashesupagam. Elamai, you're going to learn it out from her embarrassment and her diminution that the father gets the money of her embarrassment or her diminution of value, and that's not a knas, that's mamain. So listen carefully to what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, no, you can't learn it out from Baisha Supakam because it's mistaber, the father gets the Baisha Supakam because he has the rights to marry her off to a despicable guy. Shani boisha subagam da vionami shaykh bay. The father is shaykh in it. So the big kasha here is, what do you mean the father is shayach in it? Because he could marry her off. Right now, we're trying to find out, how do we know the father has the right to the money and he could marry her off? Maybe Esbiti Nasati L'Shazeh is only talking about a ketana, but a nara, the father can marry her off. Maybe she marries herself off, and therefore she gets the money. Don't say, oh, we can't learn out from Boishas Pagam, because Boishas Pagam, the father is shaykh to, because he could be mevayishur and be poigimur. Not at this step of the Gemara, this step of the Gemara, we're asking, what's the source that he could be mevayishur and poigimur? Okay, but in any event, the Gemara says, Ela Mestabra, it's logical, Dechimemayit Rachmana, Yitzia Dechavasa Kamemayit. It's Mestaber that when the Merciful One is Mamayit, it's Mamayit, a similar type of leaving. Meaning, just like the money when she goes free from the Adain, if there would be money to pay when she goes out of the Adon's Rishus, it would go to the master. It would be a way of freeing herself. Like if she, we know if you buy a woman for X amount of years, let's say 6 years or 5 years, let's say you buy the woman for X amount of dollars per year, and she worked X number of years already, and she wants to buy herself out, there it goes to the master. And here it's saying when she goes out as a nara, he doesn't get the money. So similar to that, when she goes out of the father's rishus, it should go to the father. Meaning you're trying to say there's no money given to the adoin when she leaves the adoin, but there is money when she leaves the father. So if you want it to be a parallel inference, then the money would be going to the father, not to her. So that's how we know. Says, no, wait a second. The two exits are not similar. This exit is not like that exit. Hasam gabe adain. Veer by the master. Nafgala Mirshusalagamre. There by the master, she completely leaves his rishus. She totally leaves the rishus of the master. Yetzia da'av, but when she leaves the father, Akati Mechsara Masir Lachuppah, she doesn't leave her father's rishus completely. She still inherits him, and I mean, the father inherits her, the father gets her handiwork, so it's not really a parallel yitzia anyway. Says the Gemara, Mehafaras Nadara Miyo Nafkala Mershusa. In a certain sense, she does completely leave the father's rishus, because the father can no longer solely be made for her Nadarim. Ditnan, like in the Mishnah, Nara Hamurasa. Now, Marasa Aviyu Bala Mafir La Nidara. The father and the husband are made for her Nidarim. The father can't do it alone. See, I never understood this, because it's not like she's leaving his Rishus completely. He still is his Hafar is still needed, so she's still somewhat in his Rishus. I don't see why Hafar's Nidarim is an example of something completely leaving the father's Rishus. Maybe someone could explain that. Okay, the Gemara concludes, Shtaru Bia. How do I know the father has a right in the Shtar and the Bia, that if he accepts the Shtar or he could give it over for Bia? Minalan, Amarkra, the Pasuk says, V'hoysa le'ish acher. It says that V'yatsa, she goes out, V'hoysa, and she does Kedushin to another man. The word V'hoysa groups together all the various forms of Kedushin. Kesef Shtar and Bia, Iskosh, Havayos, Lahadadi. The various Havayos are compared to each other. Okay, so we'll hold it over here. We're going to somehow try to do maybe Matzoi Tisha B'Av Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, or maybe Friday Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, and then maybe we'll figure it out, okay? So stay tuned for the scheduling. Thank you everyone for coming. Have an easy Tainus. We should be Zoicha. V'nachama Siyon V'Yerushalayim. Okay, thanks for coming. Agot Anach. Kol Tov. Good night, good night. Thank you. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.